All right, welcome to an all new episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. First episode of 2021, coming to you live from Danny Ocean's bar, new spot. No one knows about it. Anyway, we're here with my daughter, as always, Strawberry.
Hi.
And don't worry, this is an alcohol-free setting. My daughter is drinking on what I like to call water, and this is one part ice, one part water in a glass. So the way that I made this was I took the glass, scooped in the ice, didn't touch it with my hands, don't worry, put in fresh water on the top, and then I didn't even stir it around. I just let a natural stir. That's how I made it. It's called water. My drink is iced coffee. So how I made this was I got my old coffee from earlier and put ice in it, jazzed it up. Anyway, so there we go. So welcome to another episode, Strawberry. I'm glad you're back. What do you want to say? I guess this is how I want to start the episode. What are you hopeful for in the new year? What are you most looking forward to or hoping happens realistically? Not like you win a trip to Disney World, but just like, you know what I mean?
I do want to go on some kind of vacation, because we never got to do that at all.
So you're hopeful to go on a trip, even if it's somewhere close by, like Seattle or the beach, or maybe something better than the beach at least.
Yeah,
I would like to go on a trip somewhere too. I think it'd be nice to take you guys out to Bend or Seattle or something. You know, in Bend, they have the last Blockbuster video in the world. Do you know what that is? Do you know what a video store is? You really don't know. Okay, so how do you get, if there's a new movie out now and you guys want to see it that's not in the theater still, usually we have to go to Redbox or rent it on the, okay, so it used to be how you got movies was as soon as movies were done being in the movie theater, they went to the video store. And what you would do is you would go to the store and you could rent the movie like on DVD or VHS or however you wanted. It'd be a big room, the size of three video game stores now. And it would be all just movies on the wall, like books in the library. And you would just rent the movies that you wanted to check out. And you could rent the newer movies for 1 or 2 days and the older movies for 5 days. So that's what Blockbuster Video was like the biggest one of those anyway. So it's cool that old people like me, you're like, what is this he's talking about? They had to go to a store to get movies. But see, what was cool about it is it was before they had streaming services. So all the movies that you could think of were at the video store in one place. Like every movie ever. Most of them. Yeah. So the cat got in trouble and you caught that live on our podcast. I'm so grateful that I relocated my... I know you don't want to talk too much about it, but the cat was walking around my stuff. Anyway, so that's what you're hopeful for, is wanting to go on a trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess for me, I'm just hopeful that things get better in some way. And you know, more good stuff happens than bad this year, because I'd be the opposite of last year. So, you know. Yeah. So anything else new you want to talk about?
Not really.
You wanted to come on the podcast, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about this? Do you have any TV shows you've been watching lately?
Not really, actually.
No TV shows?
No.
Okay. Have you seen any new movies that you like, that you want to talk about?
I haven't really seen any new movies lately, either.
Okay, what game are you playing?
I've been playing a horse riding game.
Yeah, what's it called?
Horse Riding Tales.
Horse Riding Tales?
Yeah.
And it's fun? It's like do you have to do missions, or how do you do it?
It's it's hard, but you do quests, and you get different horses, and it's really fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal. And how long have you been playing this one for?
I don't know.
Awesome.
Like, a few weeks.
Good stuff. Would you say it's the greatest video game of all time?
I don't know.
Just joking. So, how's the water? Is it the best water you've ever had?
I actually do like water better with ice in it than without ice. Because I feel like it's... water without ice, I just feel like it's cold, warm.
Yeah. Regular, just water that's without ice is just, it's water. But nice, cold, clean water with fresh, clean ice is just, it's as good as any other drink, really. It really is. It's good.
It's yummy. Yeah.
Water. Okay, here we go. Top three just drinks, like water, orange juice pop, apple juice, that kind of thing. You know, milkshake, any kind of just beverage. What's your top three?
Oh, okay. How about, okay.
Can you milk anything?
Okay, I say my third is probably gonna be a smoothie. Okay, my second would be like something caramely. I like caramel stuff. And then my first would be water.
Ooh. Good choice. So I think my top three, in no particular order, is just, like I said, fresh, clean, purified, you know, spring water over some cold ice in a glass. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can be topped. Orange juice with lots of pulp. Tropicana brand orange juice, Grove Stand with lots of pulp. Oh, that's in my top three for sure.
I don't like pulp in my orange juice.
It's okay to be wrong about things. I'm just joking. Anyway, and smoothie would be specifically either the protein berry workout smoothie at Jamba Juice or anywhere that'll do like a nice, like really mainly fresh, not a lot of sugar, but a real natural smoothie with strawberry, banana, and like a third fruit like peach in it or something. Oh, it's just awesome. So, yeah, that'd be my top three right there.
Mm-hmm. What were they again?
Water, mm-hmm. Orange juice with lots of pulp, specifically Tropicana, and the Grove Stand Tropicana, and then like a smoothie, one of those like type of smoothies that, you know, got strawberry and banana base in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I like them real natural smoothies. I don't like the sugary smoothies that you get at like Sonic or something. I want a natural smoothie with just fruits in it.
Oh, those are milkshakes that you get.
Yeah, yeah. Fruits, veggies. You know,
Those are yummy.
A little bit of, everyone's got to have a little bit of yogurt and water to get, you know. But
I like strawberry smoothies, like just strawberry. And then I also like mango smoothies.
Yeah,
too.
If I had to pick just one thing, it could be a strawberry. Yeah, it would be my.
Yeah.
Strawberry smoothies. For sure. Another good smoothie if you're not feeling good about stuff, if you're feeling kind of just crap in the morning, there's one called the Cold Buster at Jamba. And that's good for, like, any kind of feeling ickiness. You don't have to necessarily have the cold. It's just full of, like, vitamins, basically. All the fruits and some veggies hidden in there that have vitamins. And so that's a real good smoothie to just kind of get you nutrized. But as anyone knows, Jamba Juice is expensive. But if you got the money, there you go. Get you a Jamba. Back in the day, it was expensive. But it was expensive in the way that Starbucks is expensive. Now it's expensive in, like, the way that cars are expensive. Like a small Jamba Juice is like $18.50. No, I'm joking.
It's not that much. Does that mean a small car is $18?
No, it's just an exaggeration. It's like Burgerville. Burgerville's always had really good fish and chips, but now the amount that they charge for it is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So I can't get it anymore. Mm. There you go.
About top. Three animals.
Oh, I like any of these top threes. We can go. Okay, top three animals. Go.
Okay. Third would probably be panda.
Ooh, good call.
Okay, second would definitely be dog. And first would horse.
Ooh, good
definitely
one.
Be a horse.
Good one.
That's the first.
I think I'd pick hippo. Number three.
Okay.
I just think they're cool looking animals.
Yeah.
What else is dope? Dogs are pretty cool too. I'd have to pick dogs in my top three. And then probably lions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Ooh, giraffes are pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Polar bears are also pretty dope. The big fluffy white ones. So I kind of have like a top five. Throw in polar bears and giraffes.
Yeah. Then throw in cats for me, because I forgot to say cats and koalas.
Nice.
So basically the animals is the top five. Oh, elephants are cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a picture of a baby elephant on the back of my book.
Okay, top three. What top three is next then? Let's do another top three.
Least favorite bugs.
Ooh, least favorite bugs. Ooh, this is easy. Cockroach.
Ooh.
Beetle. And like probably like any kind of poisonous spider.
Okay, I agree. Same exact things.
I mean, centipedes are pretty gross too. That's only something I'd be grossed out to find in my house. I don't freak out if I see them outside. They're interesting looking because they have like a bunch of legs. But if you saw that in your house, you'd be like, ugh, I have to do something with that and it moves. You know what I mean?
And it moves.
That's why it'd be a gross thing to find in your house.
Yeah. Any bug's really gross.
Because you pick that up and they're just so movement-y. You'd have to, like, smash it first. Or, like, get it to crawl into something, probably. Yeah,
ew,
probably
what gross.
Yeah, throw a leaf in something, get it to crawl in there and put
yucky.
It
yucky.
Buy a centipede.
Ugh.
Millipede.
Centipedes just...
Do they have a billipede?
No.
A zillipede?
No.
It'd be, like, as long as the room. Do you want me to bring up the video of all the spiders in there?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's traumatizing. Your mom was so like...
Okay, let's do top three favorite foods. No, we've done that before.
Yeah, we have. You can be more specific.
Top three favorite desserts.
Ooh, this is solid. Okay. Will you go first or I go first?
I want to go first this time.
Okay.
Okay, so number three, I always put them in a specific order. Number three would probably be cakes and cupcakes.
Okay.
Number two would probably... Number two would specifically... I don't know what I'm saying specifically. Number two would probably be pie with lots and lots of whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
And then number one is definitely ice cream.
Okay.
Something cold and, like, not super sweet is perfect.
Okay, so then my number one would be cheesecake.
Yeah.
By 178 miles compared to everything else. Number two would probably be ice cream cake.
Mmm.
Like, specifically, like, strawberry ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, chocolate chip ice cream cake, but just ice cream cake. Mm-hmm. And then number three, that's tough. I really like, I guess, apple pie with, like, ice cream on it, vanilla ice cream, so
ooh,
that's a good one, but
good.
There's lots of stuff that's good, though. Tiramisu is really good.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I just know that, like, ice cream cake and cheesecake I like, but a third dessert, that's hard. There's a lot of things that are, almost any dessert I'm game
just
for.
Cake?
Like, almost any dessert I'm like, yeah. You know, I don't know. Like, that's hard to pick, like, just a specific third one.
Yeah.
It'd have to be some kind of pie. I really like good sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie?
That apple pie. Gross. No, it's good. There's some good... Man, I don't know. That's rough. That's rough. It wouldn't be cake. I know that.
How about,
unless it's ice cream cake.
How about green bean pie?
For dessert?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no. That's the dessert in opposite land. Green beans? How about, would you get ice cream cake that just had like a few green beans hidden in the middle?
Mm-mm.
It's like chocolate, strawberry,
and
green beans.
I'd have to eat
like
the very edge of it so that I don't get any green beans.
How about green bean cheesecake?
Cheesecake isn't even in my top three.
Yeah.
So, green bean cheesecake would be...
Do you like pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Okay, then you would like sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
It's the same. Then you'd like sweet potato.
I like it with lots and lots of whipped cream.
You would like sweet potato then. It's the same consistency, but the flavor is a little bit sweeter and not so like... You know, a pumpkin pie kind of has that... There's like a sharpness to it or whatever.
Like the one that, like, it's really rich and it'll make you like kind of like, I don't know.
it's smoother. Let's just say that if you like pumpkin pie, you'd like sweet potato, I promise.
It's
you.
Jiggly and smooth.
You would like sweet potato if you like pumpkin. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the same consistency. It's just a better flavor to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll go with sweet potato then. So cheesecake, ice cream cake, sweet potato pie. But I was gonna say pie in general because apple pie, the right kind of apple pie when it's warm is just hard to top. And if you put some like vanilla or strawberry ice cream on top of that, yeah. So.
I would say maybe.
So what's our next top three?
How about you pick?
Top three types of chips.
Oh, okay. I already know what my number one and my number two and my number three.
Okay.
Okay, number three. What's my number three? my number three would be Doritos.
Okay. What flavor?
Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay. Number two would be Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
And number one would be Takis.
All right.
Already done.
So my number one is Tim's Jalapeno Kettle Chips.
Mm.
All time. This is just all time, not what I'm digging right now.
Yummy.
My number two is Chili Cheese Fritos, all time.
Yummy.
And my number three is Flaming Hot Ruffles.
Ooh, yeah. Those are good, too.
So, that's what I'm going with. There we go. Top three potato chips. I also really like, my favorite Dorito flavor, I think, is the sweet chili.
Ooh, why don't we do top bag. Three vegetables?
Okay, I'm down. Top three veggies.
Okay.
Go. I got mine.
Oh, man. You go first.
It throws me off because tomatoes. Okay, so my top three are, number three is going to be broccoli.
Yummy.
Number two is carrots.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be good carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is jalapenos.
Oh, okay. So mine is going to be... number three would be... Oh, I wish tomatoes were a vegetable now.
I know.
Number three would probably be... I'm just going to say...
If tomatoes were a veggie, broccoli falls at number four.
Okay, I'm gonna say celery with peanut butter.
That's a good choice.
Number three. Number two would probably be jalapenos.
Okay.
And then number one's carrots.
I think celery would make my at least top 10, maybe top 5. Carrots is everybody loves. How do you not like carrots? At least in some way. You either like them cooked or you like them don't cooked, but you gotta like carrots in some way.
I love jalapenos, they're yummy.
And of course,
of course, because I love spicy.
Okay, so we're doing good. I like this top threes. This can kind of be the theme for the episode. Top three
fruit?
Video games.
Ooh, okay. Like, are they going to be old or just
doesn't matter. Any time. System. They can be computer. They can be the stand-up arcade kind.
They can be any kind of video games at all.
They just have to be video games.
Okay,
you can't
you go
do,
first.
Like, basketball shoot.
You go first.
Okay, so Super Mario... is my number one.
Okay.
These are all-time video games. I like... Oh, gosh, this is tough. Pac-Man.
Ooh.
And probably just a driving game, but more... I would call it like a three-way tie, just all-time. Pole Position. For the old school, Rad Racer for like the kind of old school, and then Driver. There was this PlayStation game called Driver that I really liked. And it wasn't necessarily where you'd race, but you had to do these missions where you'd have to drive people to different parts of town without getting in wrecks or getting smashed up by cop cars and these kind of things. It was really fun. So the three driving games are a tie, and then Pac-Man and Mario.
Okay, so number one would probably be like almost any horse riding game.
Okay.
Number two will probably be, I would probably say, I don't know, I would probably say, maybe one, like one of the older games. But I don't know which one. Because I like the older games to play as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're fun.
You don't know what your favorite older game is?
I like Double Dragon.
Double Dragon's... Ooh, that's See, I could, on some days, Double Dragon might make my top three. I don't even know if I should have said a top three, because now I think about it, I'm like, well, I left out Double Dragon. You know what I mean? I left out, like, Mario Kart.
Oh, what one?
Yeah, I don't know. There's too many to even, like, say a top, because I really liked Galaga a lot.
Oh, my number three would be Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah, see, there's too many to do. There's too many to do top three video games. I know Mario's my number one, but after that...
Hey, cat.
The cats are doing too much. Interrupt my... Okay. Top three, what's... You pick the next category.
Okay, top three favorite kinds of... Okay, this one's interesting. Do you think you could do top three favorite kinds of flowers?
Flowers?
I just thought of that.
I don't even know if I know three kinds of flowers.
Okay, then we'll do top three favorite kinds of rocks. No, I'm joking.
The gold?
A gray rock.
Yeah.
And that okay. Rock.
All right, what else?
Top three favorite kinds of... How about top three favorite colors? I don't know.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay.
My number one is probably like foresty green, kind of like the Portland State Vikings green.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Oregon Ducks use that green a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really like red.
Red is nice.
Like a good dark red, and then navy blue would be my number three.
Okay, so my number one would probably... My number one would be purple for sure.
Okay.
My number two, I'd say, would be maybe pink.
Okay, you got purple. What kind of purple? Do you have like a...
Like a...
See if I have something purple. We have some purple around here to compare it to. Like on that poster, see the purple under the board?
Not quite that one. It's like a dark purple, but like a really nice thick.
Okay.
I don't know. Like that box, kind
of. Okay.
A little bit.
And then what kind of pink? Are you talking like light pink, dark pink, hot pink?
I'm shaking like a really, really light pink. Okay. I like the really light pinks. And then I like, and then I'd say
number three.
Number three would
baby
be...
Baby poop green?
My number three...
How about fluorescent brown?
I'm trying to talk.
How about neon white?
I forgot it. Okay, my
How
number...
How about fluorescent black?
My number three would be like a nice grassy light green.
Not hot pewter? Okay, I'm stopped.
Like a really light, like nice green. Like okay. A nice grassy light green. Maybe I'll find something in that color. Oh, kind of like that little, like the really light green on the white thing.
Yeah. All right, I like these. Side note for anyone wondering about all the background noise going on in this episode of Danny Ocean and Not Anyone Else's Random Podcast, because they think they want to be guests in the background. Yeah, so the TV's on. One of the TVs is on downstairs in the playroom. The cats are acting up. And, yeah, they're having a combo down there. But anyway, that's the background noise. Next top three category. Let's go into it.
Loving top three favorite colors of walls. No, I'm joking.
No, come on. We did colors. We're skipping that. Did you even say your... Oh, yeah, you said your top
three. Top three favorite... How about we do top three least favorite now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, top three least favorite... top three least favorite...
Oh, the house is clean, by the way. In case you heard in the background.
Top three least favorite drinks.
Least favorite drinks. Ooh, this is easy for me. Well, I know my least favorite. I'll just think of two other gross drinks, I guess.
Okay. So I'd say my least favorite of them all. Tablet's turning off.
No, I don't worry about that.
Okay. My least favorite of them all is probably gonna be probably would be tomato smoothie.
You don't like tomato juice?
Like V8.
Tomato smoothie? Like is V8 a tomato smoothie to you?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like V8 vegetable.
Tomato smoothie. Would you like a new tomato smoothie?
And then what? Number two would probably be...
Ketchup smoothie.
Would probably be... number two would probably be...
Would you like a butterscotch candy and a tomato smoothie? Okay, stop.
I don't know. I just don't want a tomato drink.
You can't think of any other gross drinks? Because no. My number one is, I don't know how this isn't in... I don't know you didn't think of this. Well, you gotta...
Kale juice.
So kale juice? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's gotta be gross. If kale juice exists, okay, so that's two of yours. You gotta name one more.
I've never tried kale juice, but it's probably gross.
It's probably safe to put it in your top three.
Wait, what? One more. Okay,
gross thing you drink. It can't be the only things you've ever thought that were gross. Is there any kind of fruit drink you've had and you've just been like, yuck? Or just like a veggie juice or...
Metal smoothie. Not joking. Okay, I think, like...
What about spoiled milk?
Ew, no.
That's not in your grossest?
Ew, gross. That can't count because it's milk. It's still milk.
Aged milk.
Okay, how
find
about...
Find the aged milk.
what would my least favorite... One another would be favorite... I mean, this wouldn't be my least favorite. Like, on some days, I actually really, 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 really want this. But, like, a really super, super...
That's going to be something you'd never want to drink.
Super, 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 super sweet drink.
No.
The grossest drink. I don't know.
Okay. Well, my number one grossest is grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice?
Yeah.
Oh, ew. Okay, I'm thinking of that. Yeah. Grapefruit juice now.
And I like tomato smoothies, so I'm not going to... I don't really
tomato
like...
Tomato smoothies.
Like, grapefruit juice is the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Ew.
As a beverage.
Grapefruit tastes like throw-up to me.
So, like, squirt pop would also fall in that category of gross drinks.
Oh, I don't like some...
Mountain Dew is also sick, so there's my top three right there.
Oh, okay, then how about top three least favorite foods?
Least favorite foods?
Yeah.
Ooh, Brussels sprouts.
You've never had a good one.
No one asked you. You're not on this episode.
How about...
Raw onions, just by themselves.
I like that.
And... mushrooms, probably. Pretty gross.
Oh, okay. Number one would be mushrooms, because they're just not the right texture. They're just, like, so chewy, but also hard. They're gross.
Mm-hmm.
And then number... And you think number two would be shrimp.
Shrimp?
I don't like shrimp.
What's wrong with you?
It's gross.
You're out of my podcast. Be gone. We don't slander shrimp.
It's gross.
A, on Danny Ocean's random podcast, and B,
yuck,
at Danny Ocean's random bar. We don't slander shrimp, okay?
Yuck.
Shrimp is yummy.
Yuck.
Shrimp is not yuck.
Yeah.
Now's where you can chime in, okay? Wife?
Huh?
She said shrimp is yuck. You got anything to say now?
She's wrong.
Shrimp is yuck. Oh, and salmon. No one likes salmon.
I can't blame you for not liking salmon. It's not great.
No one likes fish.
It's overrated.
No one likes shrimp.
It's overrated. It's crazy to me that someone goes to a fancy restaurant, looks at all this neat stuff on the menu. Steak, lobster, prime rib. Like, the nicest pasta you could think of. And says, I'll take the salmon. I just don't get that.
You can't chew steak. I can't chew steak.
No, but I'm just making a point. Like, who has all those choices and then goes, and then has the money to spend and goes, I'll take the salmon. Like, no, it's not even the, it's like the 10th best fish you could choose.
What if they like salmon?
Every ocean fish is better. And then, even for...
Even flying fish?
River fish, trout is underrated and salmon is overrated. So, I said what I said.
Okay. How about least favorite?
I got your back, girl.
Least favorite. Least favorite. Video games. Least favorite.
Least favorite video
least
games.
Least favorite.
I don't know if I have a. I've played some dumb video games, but then they still quickly go out of my memory.
Like, I don't have any, like, specifically least favorite, but, like, these are games I haven't played before, but they're just, like, really annoying to me.
I think my least favorite video game would be any fake Super Mario Brothers.
My least favorite is Fortnite. It's so annoying.
Fortnite?
It's annoying. I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
Well, I think we've had a great episode talking about top threes. I want to thank you for coming on. Anything else you want to say, Strawberry, before we go? I'm going to go into a commercial. I'm going to come back and talk to him, but your part of the episode is done.
We never did top three favorite fruits. Strawberry has to be in one of them.
Okay, last category. Let's go.
Okay, strawberry, watermelon, and tomatoes.
Okay, so mine is strawberries, peaches, and kiwi fruits.
Strawberry, watermelon, peaches.
Okay, so mine's strawberries, peaches, kiwis. Thank you for coming on. And I'm going to go to a commercial break, listeners, and I will be back after this. Danny
Bye.
Ocean's Random Podcast. All right, welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. That was a fun little segment with Strawberry. And yeah, it worked out good, the top three lists, because I really didn't know where I was going to go with this episode. I've restarted it several times over the last month or so, and that's kind of why this unofficial second season has taken a long time to kick off. But here we are, episode 24, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I'm excited to be back. So I'm going to wrap up this episode kind of talking about what's been going on. Last time I checked in, for those who have been listening for a long time, I was building my home bar collection. Well, I've recently leveled up a little, and that is I have an official, an unofficial kind of like bar now. So Danny Ocean's bar is a real thing now, and it's in the office area of my house, and so I have an actual bar cabinet here. It's pretty cool. My wife got it on a deal for me, a real good deal, because this is handmade. It's nice. I'm going to kind of describe it for you. There's pictures in my Instagram stories for those who follow me, if you really want to see what it looks like. But it's a nice wood cabinet, hinge doors, really nice hinges. So you open it up, so two doors, double doors. It's a significant amount of size that flat against the wall. I would say if you fill both rows with liquor bottles, you could fit, let me guess, let me look in here. I see 1, 2, 3. You could probably do like 10 bottles across just the back row. And there's two shelves, obviously. But then it's deep enough that you can go like 5 bottles deep. At least 3 or 4 bottles deep. Maybe 5's a lot, depending on the size of the bottle. At least 3 or 4 deep of normal fifth size liquor bottles. So you can imagine how much could fit in this cabinet capacity. So to kind of give you an idea of how I filled it up, the top left quarter is where I put drink glasses. Because as you know, my collection's still kind of growing, so I have room. I'm not going to need to, by the time I have enough bottles to fill up this whole cabinet, I'll probably have been moved on to the point where I have a whole separate, like, containment unit for the glasses, so it won't matter. But at this point, the top right quarter is where I put drink glasses, so I've got several whiskey glasses, some cognac glasses, some smaller, like, shot glasses and tasting glasses, and then one Vegas glass. For people who have been to Vegas kind of know, the unofficial Vegas glass is like the standard, like if you go to a Vegas casino and you're playing at the tables and they come and the wait person comes around and gives you the free drinks and it's like the free, you know, the standard like 2 ingredient cocktails or whatever, that the Vegas glass is the drink that you get those in. The kind that, you know, people, you'll see people walking down the street and from one casino to the next, on that side of the strip where all the casinos are connected, the older casinos. That's the Vegas glass. So I have one of those I've kept with me since my first trip to Vegas. We snuck one back. It's never broken. I use it to make small mixed drinks, so that's gone in the bar collection. And then I got other glasses in there, and then I've got most of my bottles in here. Now there's a couple bottles that were too tall to fit in the cabinet, so those are the ones that are going to sit on the top. But I wanted a couple to sit on the top anyway to kind of give it that bar look. I mean, I've got two chairs pulled up to it, so it literally is kind of like a little home bar. If I wanted to, I could, you know, pull it out, flip it around, and, you know, have a bartender on one side with two seats on the other side. It's a really small bar, but it would work. So it's unofficial Danny Ocean's bar. There you go. It's a nice little cabinet. It was really thoughtful of my wife to pick it up. So the taller bottles I have on the top, Galliano, which, Shado gifted me as part of my start of my collection, which is a very nice, you know, mixer for a lot of drinks. Product of Holland. Imported. It's an Italian. Somehow Italian, but a product of Holland imported to New York. So there you go. It's a cool, just, even if I don't even use this much, the look of this bottle is cool. So that's one of the ones, taller bottle, so it's sitting on the top, along with Faded Vodka, sponsor of my other podcast. And then another vodka bottle I have. And then Squirrel Whiskey, the Basil Hayden's Dark Rye, and the Glenlivet 12 were all too tall of the bottles I have so far. So those are kind of the ones that sit out. And it's actually a nice selection of bottles to sit out on the top. My wife also got me a collection of mixers. It's kind of like a gift for my new bar, and it's cool. I got some simple syrup. And this is made by Cocktail Artist Brand, award-winning simple syrup. So really cool. Made with organic blue agave nectar and cane sugar, no corn syrup. So I guess if you gotta, you know, go with mixers, it works. So an old fashioned mixer, old fashioned mix, and then triple sec syrup. The triple sec specifically, is in a lot of mixed drinks I've noticed. So a lot of the popular known ones. So this specifically is going to help me out a lot. I've also noticed that I need to get bitters. Bitters I've seen in a lot of drinks mentioned, and I know in a lot that Shado mentions, vermouth as well. So those will be the next, vermouth and bitters will be the next two mixers that I get to add to my mixer collection, along with the Canton. I'm going to get some of that soon too. So yeah, so cool. And then she also got me some maraschino cherries, which are cool. I'm going to get some of the other really fancy cherries too, but the maraschinos are a dope cherry to start with. And so, yeah, I'm set up. I'm good to go. She also got me a Bloody Mary mix. Organic Bloody Mary mix by Trace Agave. So I'll have to review that in future and let everyone know how it was. But yeah, it was kind of a cool little start to my collection. So shout out to my wife for not only scoring me this bar cabinet in, but giving me some mixers to start. So it's been cool. I would definitely say I stepped up a little bit game-wise in the bar department. Yeah, I want to thank everyone for listening. It's been a fun way to kick it off. Just, you know, like I said, not knowing how this episode was going to go. I like the theme of the top threes. I'm going to even just name the episode that and roll with it. I'm excited about the new bar situation I got going on, you know, with social distancing and everything, how it is, people were spending a lot of time at home. I don't get to go. I've not got to go and sit at a bar for a long time and have a drink. So now I got my own bar. There we go. And Shado's got his home bar. So, you know, we're doing our thing. Man, what else can I say? I'm excited. I got room in here to kind of make this collection bigger, which is exciting. So shout out to my wife. And we got it out of the kitchen. So I had it in the kitchen, right? And so as I started to build the collection, I obviously knew it couldn't take up my kitchen counter. I don't have great counter space. Shado has really good counter space in his kitchen, and it connects to a little bar thing. And I don't really have that. And it's weird because if you looked at my home from the outside, you'd think that house has a nice kitchen, right? it doesn't fit. I haven't seen most the inside of most of these houses in this neighborhood, but I'd be willing to bet every single one has a better kitchen than this. So either way, yeah, it was not working down there for me to have a bar set up there. No, we got kids, we got too much going on anyway, right? But so anyway, long story short, add all the bottles on top of the cupboards there, right? We have this crazy cat, right? And she'll jump. This cat's like the Michael Jordan of cat leaping abilities, right? So she's jumping up on the top of the cupboards in the kitchen. Like, it's one leap to the counter and then one leap from there all the way up. It's incredibly like this cat's leaping abilities. So anyway, she jumps up there. She's smooth and she's agile, right? And all this good stuff. But I'm still worried that, like, you know, she's going to knock over some of my bottles. I still have my souvenir Trailblazer glasses up there in the cupboard, and I'm still worried about her smashing one of those. So I got to find a new spot for those too. Sneak peek actually of something to mention. Then I am going to name a drink after one of the Trailblazers, and it's going to be featured in my home bar. So I will be moving one of the Trailblazer glasses up to my bar as a special drink glass that you get a drink out of only when you have the Trailblazer drink. It's going to be named after one of the old school Blazers. So there we go. I'm going to do that at some point in the future and feature that on the happy hour show or the after hour show. So yeah, thanks for tuning into the episode. Long story short, I'm going to wrap this one up. We'll talk about the home bar stuff in the future. Thanks everyone for listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. As always, you can hear this show most anywhere podcasts are. Follow the podcast on Instagram @Danny's Random Podcast. Until next time, thank you for listening.